T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The summer months are some of the most dangerous driving months of the year, and with me for this segment, I have Laura Adams, safety and education analyst at driversed.com, and she'll have some summer safety driving tips for us. So thank you very much for joining us today, Laura. I appreciate it.
Stephen, thank you for having me on.
Now, driving during the summer months can be hazardous because of all the extra people on the road taking their summer vacations, but the results of a new survey that just came out tells us exactly what we're doing behind the wheel, and most of it's not real good. So tell us about the results of that survey.
Unfortunately, driversed.com has isolated some pretty bad behavior that's going on behind the wheel. In honor of National Safety Month, we decided to do a survey and find out how we can better understand what's happening and perhaps raise a little bit of awareness about it. And I think one of the worst things that we found is people are driving pretty drowsy. In fact, 20% of the driversed.com survey respondents admitted to falling asleep while behind the wheel, and 71% say that they have driven drowsy. So I can't think of anything worse than falling asleep behind the wheel. But, you know, some of the good news that we do know is that drunk driving accidents and drunk driving as a whole is getting better. You know, it's not eliminated. It's still out there for sure. But over the past couple of decades, we have seen drunk driving incidents come down. And I do think it's mainly because of the education that has been around that whole that whole problem and just making people understand what a danger it is. So that's looking better, but we certainly have some other challenges that are coming up behind it. For instance, distracted driving. This is on the rise, and we have found that 31% say they check their phone a lot more often than they should while they're driving. And unfortunately, we're looking at people doing social media behind the wheel. 30% say they've checked Facebook and Instagram. 17% say they've checked their Snapchat account. Even video watching. You know, it's hard to believe that people would actually be watching video while they're driving, but 26% of drivers say they have done that. They're even watching Netflix programming. 4% said that they have watched Netflix while driving. So these types of video behaviors are kind of startling, and I think something that's pretty new. Video recording, 25% of drivers say they have recorded a video while behind the wheel. So kind of startling, and we're not trying to scare people, but we do want people to understand what types of behaviors are going on out there that you've got to be defensive against when you're driving.
Now, those are some of the bad things that people are doing behind the wheel. Is there any good news from this recent survey?
Yeah, you know, I would say that people are definitely say that they feel safer. 78% of Americans say that they do feel safer as a driver. So, you know, that's good, and that may be that there are some new technology in vehicles that are making us feel safer, like rear view cameras and detection that will help you know if you're drifting into the lane next to you or getting too close to another car. So those are some of the good things that are happening. But overall, you know, I still think we've got to be as vigilant as we can as drivers. We can't rely on technology. And in some cases, technology, you know, it is a culprit. It is not the cure to everything. So I want folks to realize that even if you've got some great technology in your car, like, let's say, a voice command system that allows you to talk on your phone hands-free or even do texting hands-free, remember that you are still mentally distracted. Even if your hand isn't holding a smartphone, just by the fact that you're having a conversation, you know, you're diverting a portion of your brain power to that conversation or that text message means that you're not 100% focused on the road.
I think the survey had some good news as far as wearing seatbelts. Are we wearing our seatbelts?
Seatbelts, yes. This is something that we have seen. A majority of folks say that, yes, they are wearing seatbelts. So, you know, this is good. Not 100%, though. You know, I think anything less than 100% is not great. But, you know, if you are somebody that feels that you can't drive with the seatbelt on, you know, I would say you really have to look at the reality. Getting into an accident with your seatbelt on is going to leave you in a much better position than if you're in a crash without a seatbelt. So, yes, it is good to see that a majority of the respondents say, yeah, they're wearing their seatbelts these days.
At least there is some good news in the survey. And also, in addition to driving safety, what else did the survey find in regards to driver-passenger safety, how they deal with one another?
Yeah, so, you know, one thing that we did find is that even 22% say that they feel safe as a passenger, you know, and it probably should be a little higher than that, but we do feel that people are, you know, feeling more safe when they're behind the wheel. When you're in control, you tend to say that you feel safer than if you are a passenger in a vehicle. But one issue that really shocked me is the road rage statistic. We found that 40% admit to having road rage. And I really would not have thought that number would be that high. And so what that means is that somebody is feeling emotional enough about a situation or frustrated enough about the situation that they will change their driving behavior, either swerving, speeding up, gesturing to another driver, yelling, these types of behaviors in response to the situation is what we call road rage. And the key takeaway there is if you see somebody who is aggravated and displaying road rage, don't engage that person. You are probably only going to make the situation worse. The best scenario is to let that driver get ahead of you. Let them get down the road, even if you have to pull over to avoid a confrontation with that vehicle and that person. Let them get ahead of you. And if you are somebody who's prone to road rage yourself, you've got to realize that, you know, there's nothing that you can do on the road that is going to make a frustrating situation any better other than just being patient. You know, maybe put something soothing on the radio, go to your happy place, you know, think about something good. But getting emotionally charged is never going to make the situation any better. So if you're one of those 40% that say they've had road rage, you might take a second look at how you're reacting to situations when you're behind the wheel and try to make some improvement there.
Okay, some great advice. Now, with the advent of self-driving cars, how does the public feel about self-driving cars?
Yeah, 57% of Americans do say that they feel like in 10 years, human-operated cars will be safer, while 43% say self-driving cars will be safer. So, you know, I think we're still feeling like the person in charge of the vehicle has a better chance of being safe than technology. You know, that's yet to be seen. As these cars roll out, we'll find out, you know, what types of statistics are behind them. We do know that 94% of accidents on the road are due to human behavior, human error. So if we can shift some of that over to technology, I think there is a good opportunity to improve safety and decrease the number of deaths on the road. But right now, it doesn't sound like Americans are, you know, all that confident in what self-driving cars will do for us.
Of course, though, we've been talking about how social media and using your phone while driving is still a big problem. Now, what are some of the solutions to our bad behavior behind the wheel?
Yeah, so the problem here is really putting a barrier between you and that technology. So whatever you can do, my recommendation is put your phone in the glove box when you get in the car, even put it in the back seat where it would be difficult to get to. The problem is our phone is so close to us all the time. We're seeing those incoming social media alerts, the text messages, the phone calls, and we feel this immediate need to respond to them. And so putting some distance, physical distance between you and your phone, maybe even just silencing it or turning it off when you get in the car, maybe something that you need to do to put that physical and that mental barrier between you and the phone. Remember that whatever's going on in your phone is not as important as getting to your destination safely.
Now, it is summertime, and lots of people are going to be heading out on the road for their long summer road trip. How can we prepare for that long summer road trip?
This is a great question. Definitely get plenty of sleep. We know that being on the road for long distances can make people sleepy. So stop every maybe hour, every 2 hours. Get out, stretch your legs. Getting some physical movement is going to help you stay awake and stay alert. This is a time of year when we have lots of rain in many parts of the country that can have just torrential downpours, especially where I am in Florida. And, you know, the rule there is to make sure that you slow down. You want to avoid standing water on the roadways. And one thing to remember, especially if you're on a long road trip, don't put your cruise control on. The minute that rain begins, you want to take cruise control off. The problem is that if you do hydroplane, your car will actually accelerate if you are on cruise control, which is going to make you just less stable and give you more of a likelihood of getting into an accident. So make sure that if you do hydroplane, don't brake, grip the wheel, and just try to ease off the gas.
Oh, that's good advice. Now, where else can we go to find summer driving tips?
Take a look at driversed.com. We are the number one online driving school, so there are lots of courses there, but there's also a wealth of information. We have many different tips and resources there to be safer on the road, and there's also a lot of statistics and data about the surveys that we do. So taking a look there, I think, would give anybody a little bit more information about how to stay safe.
Okay, now if you could sum it all up and give us just one particular good piece of advice for our summer driving and our summer safety, what would that be?
One tip to remember when you're heading out on a summer vacation is that 71% of drivers admit that they have driven while drowsy, and 20% say they've even fallen asleep. So be aware if you see any erratic behavior, be defensive. You might even want to just pull over and let a driver that's unsafe get past you so that you don't have any chance of getting into an accident with them.
Okay, very good. Laura Adams, Safety and Education Analyst at DriversEd.com, and we've been talking about safety tips for summer driving. So thanks once again for joining me today, Laura. Some great information.
Thank you for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.